8 minutes after 5 South African time. Let's go in onto our beloved Fadilatul Ustad early this Saturday morning. Ustad, it's good to see you. Alhamdulillah, after 2 days, welcome to the program this Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khairan to you, Ma Arafat Shafakallah. Allah Ta'ala give you complete recovery, complete cure. And barakallahu feekum to our technicians and our engineers, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the first of Zulqa'dah 1442. Read with me, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Whenever the Islamic lunar month starts, the hadith is in Abu Dawood. Let us read the dua. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. These words, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, are mentioned by Imam Abu Dawood in his Sunan. And it means, O beloved Allah, make this month, in this instance, the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, and the entire Ummah and Muslimah. Wa Rushdin, and a month of righteousness for all of us and the Ummah and Muslimah. May Almighty Allah accept it.
Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verses 10, 11 and 12. This is a discussion and a conversation between the prophets and messengers who were selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and not elected by people, and see the response of the masses and the public. Chapter 14, verse number 10. قَالَتُ رُسُولُهُمْ, and their messengers. So the prophets and messengers were sent for a specific place and a designated time. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final and last messenger and prophet, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sent as the last and the final messenger, international global messenger. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He, the Master, alayhi salatu salam, is the only rahmat lil-alameen. So we send you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a mercy to the universe and the creation. Chapter 21, verse 107. Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum jami'ah. I am the messenger of Almighty Allah for all of you, all times, all places, all circumstances. قالت رسولهم, so their messengers asked them, أَفِي اللَّهِ شَكُونَ, what? Do you have doubt in Almighty Allah? Like today, 6 billion people plus, they reject Allah, Allah forbid, or they don't believe in Him, in the oneness and uniqueness. So who created this cosmos, this universe? Who created you, your eyes, your ears, your tongue? Everything, do we not think about that? Shakun fatiri samawati wal ard. He, Almighty Allah, is the originator and the creator of the heavens and earth. The Arabic language you need to answer, to understand the nuances, the finer points of it. Fatir means a khalikun min ghairi mithal in sabiq. Today, when you have a builder, engineer, architect, then they will have to be given certain specimens and so forth. Do this, do that. Almighty Allah created the entire universe and cosmos and the entire creation. There was no specimen, there was nothing. And Allah created it perfectly because He is Subhanallah. Everything of Almighty Allah is more perfect than the word perfect. So that is Almighty Allah. يَدْعُوكُمْ لِيَغْفِرَ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. That these prophets and messengers, they are inviting you. Allah is inviting you so that He, Almighty Allah, will forgive you. So يَدْعُوكُمْ, that the messengers convey the message and Almighty Allah will forgive you. That يَدْعُوكُمْ, Allah also is calling you. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكُمْ, so that He will forgive you. مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, from your vices and sins. But are we prepared to listen? وَيُؤَخِّرَكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ. And when we rebel, we are disobedient, Allah does not punish us immediately. He keeps on giving us respite. Make tawbah, repent, and ask Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Death can strike any time. إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ. To the fixed period, and the fixed period is our death. Anytime death can come, kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. Qalu, this was the response of the public and the masses. In antum illa basharum misluna. In antum, you are but nothing. Illa basharum misluna. But you are ordinary mortals and human beings like us. So we always say that the Anbiya prophets are human beings, but their one stone is the stone outside on the street. One stone is there in the diamond shop. One stone is Hajar-e Aswad, the black stone. Can any person, unless he's insane, say all this are the same? The word might be the same. So for a person to say that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ordinary person like us, we reject that totally. He is, He was, He is, He will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. He is Khatamun Nabiyyin, Rahmatul Alameen, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, the most beloved and the leader of all in the entire universe and creation. So therefore we need to be careful sometimes how people make statements and so forth. Turiduna antasuduna. Now these are what the masses are saying, the public. You, the prophets and messengers, your intention is to prevent us. That what we do, amma kana ya'budu abauna, that we continue worshipping what our forefathers were worshipping. You know, today what people say, no, we're doing this, bab dada em karta huta. Our forefathers were doing this, we will continue doing this. Then they even had the audacity and told the prophets and messengers, فَأَتُونَا بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Produce some clear authority and miracle. Every messenger prophet came with mu'jiza and miracles. قَالَتْ لَهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ. Their messengers told them, إِنَّحْنُ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Yes, outwardly we are human beings, but remember we receive wahi and revelation directly from Almighty Allah. We are ma'asum, protected from all vices and sins. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَمُنُّ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. But Almighty Allah confers His favors and bounties upon whomsoever He wishes from His servants. Allah Ta'ala giving us this opportunity to speak to you, you can listen. It's a bounty favor for us, it's a bounty favor for you. All this we must remember. Allah Jalla Wala reward the capital group and others. Ameen. So remember that that is how Almighty Allah selects whoever He wants to. وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نَأْتِيَكُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And we cannot produce for you any miracle إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, except with the permission, command of Almighty Allah. So Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam have to also wait that Almighty Allah will confer the miracle on the appointed time. They can't do it when they feel like. So we need to be very clear on that issue. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And with only upon Almighty Allah alone do the true believers place their trust. We use the means at our disposal, but remember then we'll put place our trust in Almighty Allah after that. From time immemorial, from the time of Adam and Eve, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, there's always conflict between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. And remember, the falsehood will always try and justify their vices. There will be character assassination and so many other planning, scheming, plotting, all these things. So Anbiya alayhi salatu salam and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke of this, the Quran speaks of it. وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَى مَا آذَيْتُمُونَ The prophets of the past and all the prophets say, وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ We will surely exercise patience, sabr, fortitude, عَلَى مَا آذَيْتُمُونَ Regarding the harm you are causing us or trying to cause us. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ And those who place their trust, they place their trust solely, only, exclusively upon Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. See the Quran. What must we do as the Ummah and Muslimah, as the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Always invite to the truth. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ When you invite to the truth, then people will get upset. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ Then you exhort one another and invite one another towards patience and endurance. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Abu Dharr. This is Sahih, authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Ya Abu Dharr, O Abu Dharr, qulil haqqa walau kana murra. Speak the truth even though it is bitter. So therefore, remember that always we have to speak the truth, and the truth will always be prevalent. There will be vicissitudes and ups and downs in life. So few announcements. Number one, I mentioned already, but sometimes people tune in late. Today is the first of Zulqa'dah, 1442. Read the dua, Allahu Akbar, Hilal Khairin wa Rushdin, and there are many other du'as to be read. And if you want that, then listen to yesterday's nasiha we sent out. That was for first of Zulqa'dah. All the du'as are mentioned there. Otherwise, just say yesterday first Zulqa'dah, the nasiha, we will send it to you. 071-888-1184. Alhamdulillah, the group 7 has started, and with the podcast and nasiha and so forth, so that also you can then go and mashallah become part of the group and so forth, and you can become part of Darul Iman also. All the details we'll send out today during the day, inshallah al-aziz. Make dua for us and the ummah at large. Barakallahu fi.
Jazakumullah khairan ustad for that. Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. I see I've got the brother Irvin ustad, I-R-V-I-N. He says, good morning, sir. May God grant you both long life. This is brother Irvin. He says, I would like to know what is the cost implications for a Muslim funeral. My cousin died yesterday. The government is charging him 15,000 rand for the funeral. A.K. Ustad.
Thank you, my brother Irvin. May Almighty Allah guide you and bless you to the truth as well. Anything, my brother Irvin, you want to know about Islam is based on practicality, is based on the entire human race, whether the person is in Guinea-Bissau or in Malawi or in Timbuktu there in Mali. The poorest of the poorest can afford it depending on which place they are. If you take South Africa where we are, a Muslim funeral will cost 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, depending which area you are. Because by us, we don't have a coffin. See, now my father passed away, right? So in a case, and he didn't pass away long time, 1982. So what we have to do, we have to give the ghusl, we bathe. That is free of charge. And thereafter, the kafan, the shrouding. So that will be the few hundred rand. And thereafter, you must remember that the hearse. So that also just few hundred rand, the petrol and so forth. And thereafter, remember, we pay for the graves. So that will be 1,000, 2,000 rand, depending where you are. So, and thereafter, the funeral prayer, and then we bury the person. Now by you, what happens is that you have to buy, you must remember, some special clothes for the deceased. And then they have to get the limousine, and then you have to get the coffin, and so many unnecessary expenses. Therefore, so many times you find the bank and this one contacting us, we want to sell you a funeral policy. So I say, we don't believe in that. They want to put you, my brother Irvin, this is the capitalistic system and the secular system, they want to put you and place you in debt before death. Remember that. Every month you pay. So remember, Islam rejects that, because Islam's message is universal and global. The richest man can do it, the poorest lady can fulfill it, and it's not a burden on anyone. And you go across the board and spectrum, you will find always Islam is based on simplicity. See, it's weekend. Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. So many Muslims will be getting married, South Africa, Africa, and the whole world. Now it's a joyous occasion. And majority of the Muslims, that they spend much more than what Islam says. Because the Prophet, peace be upon him, who was, who is, who will always be, the only rahmatul alameen, the mercy to the entire universe. What did he say? The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, that the saying of the Master, alayhi salam, in that compilation of hadith, as I mentioned now, inna a'daman nikahi baraka aysaruhu ma'una. The best nikah, as far as blessings, barakah go, is where the least expenditure is incurred. See, so that is what Islam teaches, whether it's sad occasions or whether it's happy occasions.
I see Clarksdorp asking, Ustad, can a husband force his wife to a parda, Ustad?
Remember, that is not the husband forcing his wife. It is Allah commanding you, my sister. You must make a note of this. Write it down. Make mental note. Surah chapter 33, verse number 59. Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 59. I read for you. Ya ayyuha nabi, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kulli azwajik, you tell your beloved wives, وَبَنَاتِكْ, your honorable daughters, وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the believing men, they are women. So my mother, my wife, my daughter, my sister, my niece, like that. يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ, that they must cover their body with the outer garment, and it means covering the face and everything. As mentioned by the Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, and all of them. If you want an academic discussion on this, remember our Honorable Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, who passed away a few months ago. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. In Rawa'i'ul Bayan, has written a wonderful academic discussion. Bid'atu kashfil wajh. It is haram for the lady to expose her face in public. And go and read and see what the Quran says. Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse 30, 31, especially verse 31. So read that. It's compulsory for the lady to wear the parda, the hijab, the niqab. And never mind your husband. Allah is telling you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you. However, your husband is wrong in this part here. When he married you, then he didn't worry about parda and hijab and that. That time there, he only worried about jamal and mal. That's the problem with the ummah today. That he looked at the bohari lage, that she's so fair in complexion, white, you know. So he got married because of the beauty. Or they get married because of the mal, that this is a millionaire's daughter. So aprukam bitijai, you see. So I will also collect then. So when I'm making general statements, we don't know who you are and so forth. So the problem today, the micro and the macro, is this. Our intentions are tainted and polluted. Then 5 years, 10 years down the line, now we tell the wife, wear parda. That's right. But your intention also was wrong in the starting. From the start, you should have looked for such a lady. So therefore, both parties have to rectify their intentions.
I see Delta says, good morning, AK. I hope you well, and I hope the family is well, and the team of Markaz is doing well. He says, have you heard or have you seen the clip of the France President Macron was slapped in the face? May I ask why that happened? Let's look at the good he does as well. Let's not judge him. Delta Ustad.
He deserved two specs. You must remember the mistake the chef did. He only gave him one. He should have given him both, on both cheeks. You say lucky lips. You understood? So you must remember. Come, my brother Delta, let's see history. And we see now what you say. So Delta, all well. Thank you. I know it's 3:45 there in Wellington, in Auckland, and in Hamilton, beautiful New Zealand. Come now, Delta, we're giving you a lesson of history. You know there's a country called Aljazair. There's a country called Algeria, and Algeria is based in Africa, North Africa. I visited there with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. Go and study. You must remember what France did, 150 plus years occupation, and remember stealing the resources, murdering the people, raping the women, all this they did there, like how the rogue apartheid regime of Israel. I must tell you something about Israel just now. Mm-hmm. So Israel is occupying Palestine for 73 years. So you must remember that is what France did. Delta, if you tell me that that was then, I give you now. They took the name just now of the place. There's a place called Mali, yeah, in Africa. Timbuktu, if you heard that name. And today also the French are there. What are you doing here in Africa, oh you imperialist? What are you doing in Africa, oh you colonialist? You steal the resources of Africa. You get the corrupt politicians and you bribe them and so forth. Go and study the history of France. Till today they are collecting taxes from 14 African countries and their previous presidents. You go study it and see. They said if we were not collecting this for this taxes and money from 14 African countries, France should be a third world country. And therefore, they deserve what they got. What is wrong with Macron and his people? That they fear the rise of Islam. So let me tell you, you just go, you don't have to be a rocket scientist, that France will be a majority Muslim country in the year 2040, 2050. That is their own statistics. Now they want to cut the flow and say, no, how can we allow this? So therefore they want to make all this law. Well, it's too late, my brother. You can never stop the revolution of Islam. It will always spread like fire. It's a magnet. Your own French women, majority of them, they love Islam. And how are you going to stop them? Your friends, people also want to embrace Islam. Chapter 61, verse number 8. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah. Their motive and intention is to extinguish the effulgence, the radiance of Allah, meaning Islam, bi'afwayim, with their mouths. You saw what happened in Canada, how they chip mowed down that family. Allah grant them all and all the marhumin, jannatul firdaus. And Islamophobia is alive in America, Canada, everywhere. So you must remember. So France, everywhere. So what do you see? With their media, their politicians, their TV, and their analysts. Allah is telling them, Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. The more you try to remove Islam and extinguish Islam, Allah will let the nur and the radiance of Islam spread throughout the whole world. Walau karihal kafirun. And remember that all Almighty Allah says, even though the kuffar, the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. Chapter 61, verse number 8. Why did he get a smack? Because Almighty Allah says, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah Ta'ala humiliates whoever he wants. How many are president? How many are prime minister? How many are king? All humiliated, disgraced in today's world. And people who lead a pure life, they are the ones who are honorable. So وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Telling you about Israel, my brother Delta and esteemed listeners, yesterday, you know, I love to go and look for all this kind of news. So the Haaretz newspaper, Israeli Jutla newspaper, carried it. Mm-hmm. For your information, you can Google it and see. They said that the Moroccan diplomat, the Israeli diplomat in Morocco, not one person in Morocco wants to rent out premises to him. Not one person in Morocco wants to rent out and let out premises to the Israeli. You see, that's what I told you. Allah has placed upon them disgrace and humiliation. So imagine their own newspaper has to report these type of things.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody says, Ustaz, I bought something in a food shop. The teller undercharged me. I already ate the food, Ustaz. Is it haram food I ate?
If it was unintentionally, then remember it is halal, but you must go back to the shop and you must tell them this is the receipt and this is the item. Go to the manager and tell them the item was 100 rand, 50 rand, whatever. The person charged me 40 rand. By mistake, it happens, we all make mistakes. So yeah, I am reimbursing you. And you know why I'm reimbursing you? Because I'm a Muslim. That is what you must say. And if he tells you, no, it's fine, and all, you tell him, no, you take the money, because that is the company, it belongs to the company. But if you said, hey, that I hit the jackpot, you understand? that thing there was 200 rand, and now the teller hit there 20 rand. By 10, they must, you see? You say they can fly a kite, you understand? No, it's haram for you then. And remember, if it was done unintentionally, then read Surah 2, verse 286. Rabbana la tuakhidna in nasina aw akhtana. Oh, our beloved Allah, do not take us to task and punish us for that which we did forgetfully or we did unintentionally and inadvertently. So you go back there and take the receipt and then you reimburse them and pay them.
I see Sister Aisha, I don't know if you do remember her, the nun, Sister Evelyn. Ustad. She says here that how true is it that Israelis are asking for peace? Is this true or not, Ustad?
100%. I sent it out in my groups. When I send out news about Israel, I try and look for their newspapers. I don't know Ibriya, I don't know Hebrew, but we listen to the Arabic news, mashallah, and we listen to the other news also, and I read all these newspapers of theirs that are in English, and you will find. So the one of the Israeli newspapers said that after the 11th day, they use the word conflict. It's not conflict. It is just that the occupation terrorist forces of the Harami state of Israel. Remember, Harami means B, illegitimate country, illegitimate child. So you must remember that they attacked, you must remember, the civilians there in Gaza. And then they never expected that response from our Mujahideen, subhanallah. Tel Aviv attacked, the Ben Gurion airport attacked, so much. First time all these things happened. So they were begging the Americans, please, please, you must bring in a ceasefire. Then they cut the deal with Egypt and Gaza and so forth and so on. So you can see. Now look at the hypocrisy. I sent out. That you must remember that, look at the hypocrisy. Qatar, the government there, alhamdulillah, at least this much they're doing. They gave millions and millions, you must remember, of dollars and aid. So the Israelis are preventing the money to reach there in Gaza. Now that is how their mentality is. Egypt are sending in thousands of help and assistance from Egypt via the Rafah border. So yesterday, or day before yesterday, the Haaretz said, so they are telling them, the Israelis, that is what they want. Everybody must become their slaves. Israel, the rogue terrorist apartheid regime, is telling Egypt, no, you must help Gaza, but don't help them with cement. You come, you bomb everything, so how are they going to put up their buildings and all that? Go read all this, it's there in the Haaretz newspaper. So therefore we say, remember, Israel is a cancer. And that cancer has to be dismantled. And you will see tomorrow that Netanyahu is finished. Today is his last day. According to their newspapers, tomorrow the new government comes in. And that was the path. Remember that Israel is already on the decline. Because you must remember, not because Netanyahu is out, but because he is going to trunk, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen.
Next stop, For you, BB is going to meet many, many, many Babas. You're going to see many, many people there. Alibaba and them, Alibaba and the 40 thieves, you're going to see them there in jail, inshallah. That's my dua I made today
also. I see Jonathan saying, AK, why can't bygones be bygones? Let's look forward and look for the peace. Jonathan, Ustad.
Jonathan, if somebody comes and rape your wife and mother and all these things, so why you don't say bygones must be bygones? Answer that question.
Allahu Akbar.